Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M, Kenneth Graham. This is the procedure, data procedure will be 5-9-2022, date of birth 4-15-74, date of accident 2-7-2022. Mr. Kenneth Graham is here for this procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number 2, epidurogram. The medical indications for this procedure are as follows. Mr. Kenneth Graham is a victim of an automobile accident where he was collided in a rear-ending accident and then hitting a wall on the right side at on February 7, 2022 as a resident driver, leading to headaches and various symptoms of TBI, including loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of concentration, forgetfulness, nightmares, etc., along with pain in the neck and the lower back, and the right shoulder and chest. The pains have been severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient has tried 5 months of physical therapy with no significant improvement. The patient now returns for a epidural injection based on the MRI findings. The MRI shows that there is a herniated disc at T12 and L1. There is a bulging disc at L1, L2, L3, L4, and L4, L5, and another broad-based herniated disc at L5, S1, compressing the thecal sac and bilateral facet hypertrophy. Patient was informed about all these findings in detail. Options were discussed. Patient has been provided LESI in order to bring some early healing. 4 to 6 procedures are indicated. Cortisone injections to the epidural system to bring reasonable relief, and if 75% pain is not gone, maybe a surgical option will be needed. However, the goal is to reduce the pain, decrease the need for surgery, and improve the ADL and decrease the need for pain medications. The patient also has a radiation of pain to the right arm and right leg because of the cervical disc involvement and the lumbar disc involvement. The procedure was being done according to the protocol. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. Thank you.